Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Breaking news and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Yes, it is a great nation, and affirming the principles of our founding, of individual opportunity, of the ability to build your own life, treating America as the land of new life, which it always has been. That's why people came here. And yes, even for the people who didn't come here through their own choice, who people who were brought here in chains and in slave ships, it has been a land that promises and for most people offers new life. That's the affirmation in a stirring new piece about agency. Taking command of your own life, written by an African-American scholar, and one that I think you need to know. I, at the beginning, at the conclusion of the last hour, I basically asked a question about whether it is true that there are more young, unarmed black people who are killed by the cops than attend college and graduate school. And actually, that's not true. It's nonsense. And what's the ratio? The ratio is in 10 to 1. It's not 100 to 1. The ratio of the number of black young people who enroll and go to, who are right now studying at college, university, graduate school of some kind, for every individual black life lost in encounters with police, there are 136,000 who are currently studying at university and getting ahead in America. Okay, we will get to that in just a moment. Somebody who is not getting ahead in America right at the moment is the President of the United States. This is the worst poll he's ever had. I mean, it just flat out is. It is a brand new, just broke a couple hours ago. It's a brand new New York Times, I know, consider the source, Siena College poll. But what is significant about it is it shows the Trump position weakening and worsening, which has been fairly consistent. And according to reliable reports, reports from the Wall Street Journal, Fox News, elsewhere, the president's visibly upset about it. Of course, you would be, too. This is a new poll of registered voters, and it shows Trump with 36% of the vote, Joe Biden with 50% of the vote. That is a gigantic lead. And they point out in analyzing the poll, if you want to break it down, it's basically that whole advantage is women. Yes, Mr. Biden has an advantage of 3 points with all the males, but with women, he has an advantage of 22 points. And then when you go to the questions of racial breakdown, and this poll actually may have oversampled white people. There are more white people in this poll than there should be. Now, what does that mean? That means that it might be even worse for Trump because they sampled it. Looks like 870 white people and only 300 non-white people. Not even 300. So among white people, Trump is ahead by 1 point. It's tied. Last time, he won white people by about 20 points. And the problem for Trump is white people who, according to all the surveys and the estimates, white people with a college education are at least 40% of the white population have some kind of college education. And among white people with a college education, Biden's ahead by 28 points. And how is he doing among black people? President Trump is behind by 74 points. He's behind Hispanics by 39 points. None of this is good. I mean, none of this is good. Among people who are very conservative, President Trump has a commanding lead of 73 points. Okay, here's the one that really gets me. White voters, under 45. Trump, 30% support among white voters under 45. And Biden, 52 points. There needs to be, and I think the Trump campaign understands this and is working on it. But they actually need to do something to address this. And meanwhile, there is breaking news, just breaking from ABC News. A grand jury has indicted three men who were arrested for the murder of Ahmaud Arbery. A Georgia grand jury indicted the three men arrested and charged in connection with the alleged murder of Ahmaud Arbery, Cobb County District Attorney Joyette M. Holmes, announced on Wednesday that a grand jury voted to indict Gregory and Travis McMichael, along with William Bryan, for the felony murder and aggravated assault that resulted in Arbery's death. The indictment comes almost 4 months to the day that Arbery was shot while on his daily jog. Holmes said the grand jury decision didn't take long. Quote, the presentation took an hour and a half and the true bill came back in 10 minutes, Holmes said during a press conference on Wednesday afternoon. They each face 9 charges, including malice murder and felony murder. And by the way, the Republicans in the state of Georgia have responded to this Arbery case by passing on an overwhelmingly bipartisan basis a new hate crimes law. Georgia had been one of only 4 states in the United States that did not have a hate crimes law. They now do. And the basis for the hate crimes law is it stipulates if someone is picked out because of his race or his religion or his sexual orientation or her sexual orientation, that if that victim has been selected on that basis, then that constitutes an enhanced hate crime. It also establishes, and this might actually be useful, a state-coordinated database, so that people can have information about hate crimes and about hate crime explosions and where they come up, and then do something about it. Governor Brian Kemp, a very conservative Republican, has said, of course, he's going to sign this bill. And that's the right thing. And by the way, for the other shooting in Atlanta of Rayshard Brooks, who was just laid to rest yesterday, and it's a sad story, and he was 27 years old, and he was drunk or otherwise incapacitated from some kind of substance. He failed a breathalyzer test. That is very, very different from the Ahmaud Arbery. The Ahmaud Arbery case, first of all, they're not cops. And second of all, what do you think is going to happen to you? In other words, the question here is, what was their motivation to try to stop this guy, to brandish their guns, and to fire on him? I think they're going to try some kind of self-defense defense, but I don't think that is likely to work at all. The idea of the specific stories that each of these incidents tell about America. Those stories and focusing on these very, very unhappy and horrifying and bloody encounters, focusing on that ignores the progress that is really being made. Who says so? a guy named Ian Rowe, who's outstanding. What a column he wrote. We will get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com. They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kanger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Michael Medved Show. Jason Riley today in the Wall Street Journal writes about a 2015 Gallup poll that was taken right after Michael Brown was killed in Ferguson, Missouri. And you remember there was a national reaction to that killing not comparable to what we've experienced with the George Floyd killing. But with Michael Brown, there was a great deal of unrest, particularly in Ferguson. So they took a Gallup poll. And a majority of black people who were respondents to the poll said, yes, police treat them fairly. And far more blacks than whites said they, quote, want a greater police presence in their local communities. 18% of whites said, yeah, we'd like more police in our local communities. 38% of blacks. Does that go along with this narrative that the police are the biggest enemy for black people? Well, of course, it undermines that narrative entirely. Let me go to David in Los Angeles. David in L.A., you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Thank you, Michael. How are you today?
I'm well.
Yeah, you know, with this police, over my lifetime, it's basically been a case of carte blanche treatment for the police to the point that the subjects' lives become less valuable by comparison. In other words, at any cost, come home to see your kids and family, and the other guy's life is not quite as important as yours because, after all, you get paid to have a dangerous life and they don't. It just seems there's major, major stuff wrong with this.
Except what you're saying is not true. In recent years, the number of police shootings of black people and white people, but particularly of black people, has gone down. There are fewer fatalities and encounters with police. It's gone down dramatically since the Ferguson, Missouri, Michael Brown case. In other words, I don't think that that people devalue other people if you're protecting yourself from being killed. And in a lot of these cases, and actually probably the majority of cases of fatalities in police encounters with people, the police officers have some basis for believing that their life or well-being or survival is being threatened. And do you really expect someone to say that? Well, that's all right. I'm ready to give my life rather than harm this suspect who's trying to blow my head off. You there? Oh, well, again, it's an extraordinary thing. This is one of those points that's been made by those people who are worried about a blue flu, about police officers calling in and not wanting to do their jobs anymore, about the difficulty of trying to recruit police officers. If you really are in a situation where your biggest concern is, well, am I going to be investigated? Am I going to lose my badge? Am I going to be put on administrative leave? Am I going to have my career ruined and my life ruined and my family hassled and death threats to everybody who's ever known me because I had some kind of encounter? There's actually cases that they have documented, and particularly with some female cops, who allowed themselves to get beat up, sometimes very severely, rather than to use their weapons to resist because of this different equation. It certainly makes policing more difficult. Let me go to Ron in Tacoma. Ron, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Well, good afternoon, Michael. I got just something I wanted to throw out there for the people of Washington State, reference the governor and his mask policy. In the state of Washington, if you are carrying a concealed weapons permit and you have a mask on, you're committing a felony. So I would suggest you probably may not want to wear that. Also, a lawyer made a comment.
Ron, are you sure that's true?
Yes, sir. And according to what I'm understanding, since the governor did not be specific about wearing the mask, you could pretty much just hang it off your ear like good old Joe. If it's good enough for the Democrats, no reason the American public can't do the same.
Okay, I find it hard to believe. I don't know what things are going to look like starting on Friday when we're all supposed to be wearing masks all the time when we go outside. But I would imagine that the police, who have their hands full, and will it be nice when they return to that East Precinct in Seattle, that the police have better things to do than to try to give citations or corrections to the unmasked. You can leave that to Joy Behar. She apparently is a vigilante, unmasked American shamer. We will get to that coming up. I had mentioned before this very, very powerful piece by Ian Rowe. And Ian Rowe is a resident scholar at American Enterprise Institute. He has also been involved with a chain of charter schools aiming at increasing academic performance, and they've been hugely successful, particularly for Black and Hispanic students. And he writes, okay, great. I just found out that Ian Rowe is going to be able to join us next hour. But let me just give you the heart of what he argues, because it's so powerful and it's so profoundly relevant to all of these other stories. He says, the message that all the challenges facing Black Americans can be laid at the foot of whites is well-intentioned, but it's dangerous for Blacks. It's dangerous for us to think we need to depend on whites to dismantle structural racism. He quotes Al Sharpton. As Al Sharpton eulogized at George Floyd's funeral, ever since 401 years ago, the reason we Black people could never be who we wanted and dreamed of being is that you white people kept your knee on our neck. Similarly, the CNN anchor Don Lemon recently explained to his colleague Chris Cuomo, it is not incumbent upon Black people to stop racism. It is incumbent upon people who hold the power in the society to help do that, to do the heavy lifting. Who is that, Chris? Mr. Cuomo, matter-of-factly, replied, white people. The narrative, he writes, that white people hold the power conveys a wrong-headed notion of white superiority and creates an illusion of Black dependency on white largesse. This false assignment of responsibility, while coming from an authentic desire to produce change, can create a new kind of mental enslavement. Herein lies the great danger of the moment. The next generation of Americans, he writes, Black and white, might grow up believing that the entire destiny of one race rests in the hands of another, which must first renounce its privilege before any progress can be made. This is powerful stuff. We will be speaking directly to Ian Rowe. We'll also tell you about how Joy Behar deals with the unspeakable crime of going maskless. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. An appeals court is ordering the judge presiding over the case against retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn to grant the Justice Department's motion to dismiss the criminal charges against the former Trump National Security Advisor. The ruling coming down from the U.S. Court of Appeals in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. Senate Democrats are blocking a Republican police reform bill on a key procedural vote. The Democrats' filibuster came after they argued the plan didn't go nearly far enough and accused Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of refusing to negotiate. Georgia Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler tells Fox News now is not the time to be playing politics.
I really commend Senator Tim Scott. His efforts have united our conference behind this bill, the Justice Act, which provides the tools necessary to improve policing, to give them the tools they need to keep our communities safe.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved show, the headline, which I find very entertaining, it says Joy Behar, she's of course one of the co-hosts of The View, she reveals she drives around with her husband looking for people who aren't wearing masks. Here is the direct quote from Joy Behar. She says, I don't have much faith that this is going to end anytime soon. I think she's right about that. Barring a vaccine, all we have is social distancing and masks, neither of which is happening in this country right now. This is going to go on and on and on and on, and I'll tell you the truth, it's making me crazy. Actually, I think you were already there before this was making you crazy, lady. But she said this, quote, all I do is I get in my car, maybe with Steve, that is her husband, and we go around town looking for people who are not wearing masks. Okay. Try to imagine how this goes. Let's say you're walking, and I will admit it, in a lot of our walks in the outdoors, most of them, almost all the time, my wife and I are unmasked. We will probably change that and follow the state regulations when those regulations change on Friday. But No, I won't say probably. We will definitely. Because, look, I do think there's something to be said by playing by the rules, and I do think it's for our benefit and for the benefit of our neighbors and anybody who might encounter us on the trail or wherever we happen to be walking. Anyway, the point about this is, okay, let's imagine Joy Behar was somehow found herself in the Northwest, and she's walking around, and she spots, oh, there's Medved and his blonde wife, and they're walking around without masks. What's she going to do about it? How does this go? In other words, she says, we're driving around town looking for people who are not wearing masks. What do you do when you find them? It's like the old story about the dog who's chasing his tail, right? What do you do when you find it? Let's say you find somebody who's not wearing a mask. Well, you get out of the car. You pull up. Does she have concealed carry? We just heard from Ron in Tacoma that concealed carry, if you are masked, can be a felony, even if you're legally licensed to have a gun with you. Do you think that Joy Behar just hollers out the window, shame, 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 and then you have to figure out what she's saying shame about? This is a strange approach. But I don't know. Yeah, maybe she could take photographs and post it on Facebook, and then people could identify. But really, are people going to really go to the trouble of trying to identify somebody whose photo has been snapped by the mask vigilante? Really? Is this going to work? And something else that I don't think will particularly work. And let me say, I like Martha McSally. I support her strongly for re-election to the Senate. She's running almost as far behind in her state, in Arizona, as President Trump is nationally. So she's running more than 10 points behind Mark Kelly. She's running against a former astronaut, who captain in the U.S. Navy, who also happens to be married to Gabby Gifford. And he, of course, one of his big priorities is more gun regulations. And who knows how this will go in Arizona, but here is the story from The Hill. Republican Senator Martha McSally, herself a former officer in the Air Force. She was a decorated pilot, highly decorated pilot, with combat experience. In any event, Republican Senator Martha McSally introduced a bill yesterday that would give Americans tax breaks for going on vacation during the coronavirus pandemic. The bill offers a tax credit worth up to $4,000 for individuals or $8,000 for joint filers, plus an additional $500 per dependent child. And you can get that tax credit for any money that you spent on domestic lodging, transportation, and food and drinks. The catch is it has to be at least 50 miles from your principal residence to qualify for the tax break. The purchases must take place before January 1st, 2022. And look, what this is doing is, she hopes, greatly increasing the stalled tourist economy in Arizona, which depends a great deal on people coming out and visiting the Grand Canyon or touring the desert or staying at one of the great resorts in Arizona. She said in a statement, the tourism and hospitality industries were among the hardest hit sectors across the country, and their revival is critical to our economic recovery. Arizona has lost billions in revenue this year alone due to the pandemic. My legislation will help boost domestic travel and jumpstart the comeback of our hotels, entertainment sectors, local tourism agencies, and the thousands of businesses that make Arizona one of the best places in the world to visit. In July or August? Well, okay. Matters of a fine. People like the heat. My wife likes that kind of heat. The U.S. Travel Association, which issued a statement supporting McSally's bill, has proposed an Explore America tax credit. Okay, one of the problems with this, and I think it's an interesting idea and good for her, and I still strongly support Senator McSally, and I hope she gets reelected, but this is not such a great idea. because to be in a position where, let's say you have a family of four, where you could really benefit for an $8,000 tax credit, where you have spare money, basically, to go ahead and spend on an $8,000 vacation, that's a lot. And basically, as the people who are objecting to this indicate that, yes, the main beneficiaries of this will be wealthier households. I think it's problematic. Let me go to David in Kennewick, Washington. David, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hey, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. I've been listening to you for a long time, so it's good to hear your voice again. But I have a kind of a question. If you were to give advice to leadership, how do we recalibrate what's really going on? People who obey the law are being demonized, and the people who are breaking the law are almost they're promoted. And it seems like you're just talking about wearing masks. People that go out and protest lawfully are somehow being undermined by people who are defacing statues and property, personal property, as well as public property. And yet those that, like in where I live, we've had people that have tried to go back to gyms or other places, they are demonized for being reckless. So just, if you were to give a political candidate or somebody in leadership, how do you recalibrate this? Because everything is literally upside down.
Well, I think what's difficult is for people in leadership is the main need is to take it away from politics. President Trump said something in an interview with the Wall Street Journal the other day. He said he thought that the reason people were wearing masks was to show opposition to him. I don't think that should be true at all. And one of the things that we could do is to try to, now it's tough in the middle of a presidential election, but to take the bitterness and the accusations out of this. I actually watched a little bit of, there were 5 hours of testimony by Dr. Fauci and the Redfield, who's the head of the CDC, and Dr. Hahn, who's the head of the FDA, all the people from the President's Coronavirus Task Force. And if we can talk a little bit, and Biden needs to talk a little bit, about clearly it's unacceptable to vandalize property and to break the law, and that following the rules is not something that should be dissed. It's kind of necessary, maybe even life-saving. We will get to that and more coming up on the Medved Show. David, thank you for the call.
You do more for radio than what high definition will ever do for television.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Maybe you're skeptical that Relief Factor, 100% drug-free Relief Factor, can really help you get out of pain. I can understand if Relief Factor were a brand new product. Sure, I'd be skeptical too. But Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, started the company almost 7 years ago. And we've been talking about it all that time, virtually every day. And now tens of thousands of people have ordered the 3-week quick start and are taking it every day to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is here to stay for a very good reason. So go ahead, be a little skeptical, but I suggest you might become like me and so many others who've tried it, a believer. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, or back pain in my case, from just getting older, exercise, or everyday living, the 3-week quick start is discounted to only $19.95. It's like a trial pack. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Michael Medved show, a little bit of clarification on this mask issue. I don't want to mislead anybody, but according to the new mask regulations in the state of Washington, and no, this is not a joke, you may remove your face coverings even outside your own home. Inside your own home, you don't have to wear a mask all the time. But here is really very, very good news. If you go out to one of these restaurants that are very cautiously opening up right now and you want to take a glass of water, you don't have to sip that through the mask. You can take your mask off to drink your water or to eat your pizza. It's permitted. You can have that mask ready to go. Of course, you want to put it back on as soon as you're done chewing, but that's a big relief, because I had not even begun to think. It's been so long since we have gone out anywhere to eat that isn't our home, yes, I think that would be problematic. I don't think they've designed yet a mask that can accommodate your devouring pizza. So thank you, Governor Inslee, for that exception. Now, you also are not required to wear your mask if you are trying to communicate with someone who is deaf or hard of hearing. Why is that? So you can shout louder? No. It's so people can help to read lips, because many people who are hearing impaired have a pretty good ability to do that. And this is the one that is most relevant. While you are outdoors in public areas, in a park, or at a picnic, you do not have to wear a mask as long as you are separated by a distance of 6 feet from anybody who is not a member of your household. In other words, I can walk without a mask next to my wife, Diane. We're part of the same household. But if we go walking with somebody else, has to be 6 feet distance. Now, of course, none of this applies when you're at a protest, because if you're going to be busy tearing down statues of George Washington or Thomas Jefferson or leading abolitionists or General Grant, we will get to that one, too. If you're doing that, then you are required by the new state regulations to remove your mask, to stand within inches, to hug your fellow protester tightly, to breathe directly in his face, and then you can go ahead and put the mask on a statue of a founding father if you see one. By the way, that is not true. None of that is true. And if you do feel called upon to go to a protest, I guess you're one of the many, many, many laws you will be breaking or rules you will be breaking as part of that protest, because that's the whole idea, isn't it? It would be if you are maskless. One of the things that was striking to me is in the videotape of beating up this poor Democratic 60-year-old senator who was beaten up by a group of protesters because he happened to be snapping a picture of them as they were in the process of trying to break windows and tear down statues. So they beat him up and they kicked him and they knocked him down. They were all wearing masks. They were. I mean, it's a weirdness. Okay, yesterday, Dr. Fauci gave his first assessment of where we are in a long time. And he actually testified for almost 6 hours. And he's 79. In a hearing before the House Energy and Commerce Committee. And he painted a much grimmer picture of the coronavirus threat than the one provided by President Trump last week, who said that the virus would just, quote, fade away. Fauci, without referring to President Trump, said the virus is not going to disappear. I am very cautious, said Admiral Brett Giroir, who is the Assistant Secretary for Public Health, who's supposed to be in charge of the testing. I am very cautious, and I still don't sleep well at night, because we have a long way to go. And by the way, that whole thing of President Trump and his speech in Tulsa, saying that he had asked them to slow down testing, he did mean it as a joke. I mean, that's what the White House has said. It was a completely ill-advised joke, and it wasn't great. But, I mean, when you're talking about people's lives, right, you don't say, oh, I wanted to slow down the testing because it makes us look bad.
What's the matter with you people? I was joking!
Right. Fauci said the picture was a mixed bag. There's some bright spots, but also some dark ones and many unknown. He said, quote, some states like New York are doing very well in controlling the spread of the virus. But the surge in other states is very troublesome to me. The next couple of weeks, he said, are going to be critical in our ability to address those surges that we are seeing. You know, Florida's bad right now. Texas, Arizona. President was in Arizona last night, Fauci added. Admiral Giroir conceded that even the 500,000 tests the country was conducting daily were insufficient, and Robert Redfield of the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, said the country had 28,000 contact tracers. That's a fraction of 100,000 he had previously said we would need. A coronavirus vaccine will not be ready until at least the end of this year or early 2021, Fauci said, reiterating the timetable he has given in the past. He said he was cautiously optimistic about meeting that timetable. Okay, what are they worried about now with the second wave? The problem is that we're going to have flu season coming up. And part of what they said in their testimony is that there are people who get sick enough from the flu to actually require hospitalization and medical attention. And the pressure with that on everything else that we're trying to do with coronavirus could be very, very difficult for our medical care system. But that's, we're talking about November, maybe late October. Who knows? Meanwhile, we do have a tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet. I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Changed his password, so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, this is from Brett Favre, Hall of Fame quarterback, great quarterback. Whenever you say a tweet of the day in Brett Favre, you're thinking, uh-oh, what did he tweet out this time? He got in a good deal of trouble for tweeting out some personal photos to people who didn't really want to receive them, which, okay. But this is different. He had said, and we covered this last week, he was directly comparing Colin Kaepernick. In an interview, he was talking about Colin Kaepernick's sacrifice and how much he had sacrificed for his beliefs. And he said that it reminded him of Pat Tillman, who sacrificed his life for his country and didn't make a sacrifice that led him into a great big multimillion-dollar contract with Nike and nominations for the Nobel Peace Prize. And Colin Kaepernick seems to be doing quite well. In any event, Brett Favre tweets out, including Pat Tillman's name in the interview on Colin Kaepernick was not a comparison of the two, but a recognition that they both sidelined their football dreams in pursuit of a cause. Pat tragically lost his life, making the ultimate sacrifice, and he deserves the highest honor. Okay, fine. I don't think anyone needs to talk about canceling. We have enough cancellations going on right and left. Dr. Fauci says that he gently suggested Americans needed to do a better job of taking precautions to reduce the virus's spread. Well, I think that's true. Plan A, don't go in a crowd. You hear that, potential demonstrators? Don't go in a crowd. Plan B, if you do, make sure you wear a mask. All four of the doctors made clear yesterday that the United States was not out of danger despite talk of a so-called second wave. Fauci said the nation was still in the middle of the first wave. Redfield said the crisis had brought this nation to its knees. Are we kneeling a la Colin Kaepernick? We will talk about that cause and about the power of personal agency. A brilliant concept from a brilliant column with Ian Rowe. That and more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.